Africa's longest-serving head of state, President Omar Bongo of Gabon, has died. He was 73. He passed away after a heart attack. Bongo was reputed to be one of the richest men in the world. He served 42 years as president, and he survived all sorts of scandals. NPR's Ophabia Quist Arkton reports.
Born Albert Bernard, Bongo took the name Omar when he converted from Christianity to Islam in 1973, a few years after he became president of Gabon, which gained independence from France in 1960. Oil-rich Gabon is one of Africa's wealthiest countries, although only an elite around the president has benefited from the wealth, leaving most of the population of 1.5 million impoverished. A short man, Omar Bongo was reputed to wear lifts in his shoes and even platform shoes and Cuban heels. Bongo had a wicked sense of humor and often publicly cut people down to size. He served in the French army as a lieutenant and remained a staunch ally of Paris and successive French presidents, a throwback to the era of Charles de Gaulle, when France demanded unquestioning loyalty from its erstwhile colonies. But while he maintained close ties with Paris, Bongo was not one to take or obey orders from anyone. In the 1990s, in a wave of multi-party protests across Africa, he was forced to accept opposition and democratic elections. But Bongo retained his stranglehold on power, and renowned for his wily political savvy, easily outsmarted all his rivals, co-opting many of them into government. He's often accused of trying to impose dynastic politics on Gabon, and his son, Ali Ben, is often cited as Bongo's heir apparent. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Lagos.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.